නමෝ තස්සේ භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්සේ නමෝ තස්සේ භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්සේ නමෝ තස්සේ භගවතෝ අරහතෝ සම්මා සම්බුද්දස්සේ. So venerable brother, Dhamma friends, actually we were discussing Salleka Sutta, which is the 8th sutta in Majjhima Nikaya, and the whole sutta is kind of a explanation as an answer given to Venerable Mahachunda. So he is asking an interesting question from the Buddha, keeping his followers, his students around, and whatever the views arising about oneself and about the world, are these type of world, are these kind of views easily abandoned at the early stages of one's practice, or will it take some time, or will it take a fairly comprehensive method of practice? යා ඉමා බන්තේ අනේක විಹಿತා දිට්ඨියෝ ලෝකේ උපජ්ජಂತಿ අත්තවාද පටිසංයුත්තාවා ලෝකවාද පටිසංයුත්තාවා. So different types of wrong views are arising in one's mind. අත්තවාද පටිසංයුත්තාවා. So that can be based upon someone's self, thinking that there is a self here. Or lokavada patisangyuttava, or doctrines about the world, whether the world is eternal, whether the world is finite, these kind of views. Adimeva nukho bhante bhikkhuno manasi karoto eva metasaṃ dittinaṃ pahānaṃ hoti eva metasaṃ dittinaṃ patinissaggo hoti. Are these different views are abandoned, which is attending only at the beginning? That means the beginning of one's meditative life. And then Buddha concisely answered, telling, so these different views, those can be arised, uppajjanti, and then that those can be lie down in the underneath of the mind, and latter layers of the mind, or very much at the latent stages of the mind, anusenti, and then samudacharanti. And one's mind can become overwhelmed by those views, so that one's whole activities, either bodily, verbal, mental, can be fully influenced by those views. So on all those occasions, one should reflect, netam mama neso hamasmi na meso attati. So these are not me, not mine, not myself. So if one is capable of doing such kind of an abandoning, disowning, relinquishing, then those views can be abandoned. So without stopping there, now Buddha went on to explain about various attainments. As we already discussed in this particular sutta, Buddha wants to abandon certain wrong views even with respect to the attainments. Attainments in the sense the jhana attainments. So we all know that there are 8 jhana typically explained, 4 material jhana, rupavachara jhana, and 4 arupavachara jhana, immaterial jhana. And Buddha particularly point out as the first explanation that just by abiding in this jhana, just by attainment of this jhana, absorption to any of these jhana, is not called the effacement in the noble's lineage, the noble's discipline. They are merely kind of a peaceful abiding, a pleasant abiding in this very life. So we discussed about this point last week. So why Buddha telling so? And we further discussed taking another sutta, Jhana Nissaya Sutta, into account, that if one has to use the jhanic attainment properly for kind of abandoning of defilements, then what one has to do. So basically the criteria, the methodology is that to emerge from the jhana and to see the defects in one's experience. Currently you are not in the jhana, you are out of the jhana, but certain remainders are there, certain feelings are still available, certain bodily formations are still available, perceptions are still available, some minor sankharas are still available. So one is carefully investigating those phenomena and trying to recognize their impermanent nature, unsatisfactory nature, non-self nature. And Buddha explains that in that Jhana Nissaya Sutta, one may have to radically look at those phenomena so that one is not attached to them, one is not absorbed to them, one doesn't have any kind of a liking towards them. Instead, one's mind is completely very much like withdrawn from them and lean towards the Nibbana, or we can say unestablishment or unconditioned state of mind. Now, after Buddha explaining this particular point in the Salleka Sutta, now he takes our attention to the effacement, what we call the Salleka. Now, as we introduced at the very beginning of the Sutta, so this particular Sutta, the Salleka Sutta, has kind of an order. So first is that abandoning that wrong view with respect to the jhanic attainments, and then explaining about the effacement, about the Salleka, and then sort of inclining one's mind towards that task, and now working around it so that your mind is more and more purified. As a result of that, now the mind is moving upward. That means one is slowly abandoning defilements for good, and then ultimately arriving in the Nibbana or realizing the Nibbana. So this kind of a gradual order we can see in the Sutta. So now we get into the effacement part, the Salleka part. Idhako pana vo chunda Salleko karaniyo. Now chunda, the here, effacement has to be practiced. So how we are going to practice the effacement? Now this part can be divided into three categories. So basically altogether there are 44 points explained here. Among them, 10 are wrong kind of activities, wrong actions. Pare vihinsaka bhavissanti. Mayametta avihinsaka bhavissamati Salleko karaniyo. So once you look at the world, so majority may be dealing with various kinds of harmful activities, harming others and harming oneself. So these are the harmful activities one may be involving with. So you as a practitioner might look around and you can find that how others are behaving like that. So what we are trying to do is to avoid it, because you understand, okay, others are very much into these harmful activities, some cruel activities. So their behavior is not something appreciable. But now you are in a kind of a proper side, a good side, and you are now trying to align your life in the proper side, correct side. But you can see that vast majority of people are not in that side. So they are still in the cruel side. While they do such kind of activities, now you turn yourself into the kind of innocent side. Avihinsaka bhavissamati evang hivo Salleko karaniyo. Now you are turning yourself into the non-cruel, fairly a sympathetic type of a side, while the others are in the other side. Others are in the cruel side. And similarly, pare panatipati bhavissanti mayametta panatipata pativedata bhavissamati Salleko karaniyo. So others are killing animals, killing living beings. You observe that, you see that, you hear that, you see every day through the different sorts of news, but you are turning yourself into the non-killing, avoiding from killing, abstaining from killing. Pare adinnadani dai bhavissanti mayametta adinnadana pativirata bhavissamati Salleko karaniyo. Others are into stealing they are taking what is not given, they are cheating, all those different bad behaviors are there once you look around. But you are turning yourself from out of that old bad habit, so you are behaving effacement, where you are not taking anything which is not given, you are not stealing, you are not robbing. Pare abrahmachari bhavissanti mayametta brahmachari bhavissamati salleko karaniyo. So while others are maintaining an uncelibate life, they are not loyal, they are not sort of faithful, trustworthy, they are doing something wrong, but you are changing yourself, mayametta brahmachari bhavissamati salleko karaniyo. If possible, you are maintaining even a celibate life. You may get into the monastery, a temple, and participate in a seal program and observe 8 precepts, 10 precepts. So likewise, or you become a monk and maintaining a lifelong celibacy. So likewise, you are doing an entirely different path. So you are trying to become a celibate person. Pare musavadi bhavissanti mayametta musavada pativirata bhavissamati salleko karaniyo. Others are cheating others, lying others, they are based on the falsehood. But you are changing your speech, where you are only speaking the truth. You are avoiding any false speech. Pare pisunavada bhavissanti mayametta pisunaya vachaya pativirata bhavissamati salleko karaniyo. While others are speaking maliciously, so that others are divided, so the groups lose their agreement, accord, instead they become more and more doubtful about themselves, so their harmony, their peace is abandoned. So others may be involving such kind of an activity, a kind of a malicious activity. You see that every day. But you are turning yourself into a different side. Pisunaya vachaya pativirata bhavissamati. That you are trying to avoid any kind of malicious speech. Instead, you may be doing kind of a making peace, making people more and more cordial to each other, helping to each other, trusting each other. So your speech is based on such kind of a way. Pare parusa vacha bhavissanti mayametta parusaya vachaya pativirata bhavissamati salleko karaniyo. So others speak harshly. They don't care about someone's feelings, how someone might get hurt because of one speech, but you trying to maintain a soft speech. You avoid any kind of harsh speech. Pare sampappalapi bhavissanti mayametta sampappalapa pativirata bhavissamati salleko karaniyo. So while others involved with gossip, we are trying to abstain from gossip. We only speak the truth that's also at the correct time and what is something useful. So you are talking only something useful, useful to yourself, useful to the others, not wasting time in gossiping. Pare abhijjalu bhavissanti mayametta anabhijjalu bhavissamati salleko karaniyo. Others sometimes show their covetousness and they have some unrighteous attachments, unrighteous desires. But now you are trying to avoid such kind of uncovetous behavior. Covetous behavior. And you are trying to maintain kind of uncovetous behavior. Pare vyap පන්න චිත්තා භවිස්සන්ති මයමෙත්ත අභ්‍යාපන්න චිත්තා භවිස්සාමාති සල්ලේකෝ කරණියෝ. Others maintain ill will, they burn themselves with ill will, hate, anger, but you are now trying to avoid it. You are now trying to keep the mind with loving kindness. So these 10, actually you can see, first Buddha talks about the wrong side, wrong behavior, and then he is sort of inviting us, advising us to put ourselves into the right side. So these all we can easily understand. So basically
talking about the good activities and the bad activities. So knowing what is bad and put ourselves into the correct right side is something that Buddha advocates here. So it has to be a very practical approach. So this is not merely meditation. So this is actually the sila, morality. So this is a moral standard that one has to maintain. So this moral standard, avoiding any kind of unwholesome activity and putting ourselves into the wholesome side, we can say kind of a turning point in one's life. Because if one ignore this sort of behavior and simply continue oneself in the unwholesome involvement, then there is no way out. So at one point in one's life, so one has to take this decision. Okay, I have to take myself into the correct side. This is a kind of a turning point in one's life. So now he is trying his best to avoid the wrong activities and put himself into the wholesome activities, correct activities. So how the effacement happen? So basically, whenever, say for example, we are lying, we used to lie. We were not much concerned about what we talk. We were not considerate about what we talk, and we easily lied. So that actually promotes some kind of an insincere behavior, unfaithful behavior, and mind easily get trapped in various bad trends. We are in a way promoting certain malicious behavior inside. So our defilements are basically further hardened because of this wrong behavior. So we had a very crooked kind of a behavior, but now we are promoting it by using those falsehood. But once you stop that and you turn yourself into the other side, okay, I'm only speaking the right speech. I'm only doing the right speech. I avoid any kind of falsehood. So now that old habit, what you had, is now slowly abandoned. So it's a kind of a habitual activity now we are trying to abandon. So our minds are fairly habitually misprogrammed. So mind is working based on that wrong program. But now we are turning into the other side. So we are trying to inculcate a right program, inculcate a right activity, inculcate a right habit. So in order to do that, we need to avoid that wrong, bad habit. Now, this is how Buddha put it into the practice. So this has to be a very practical thing. It is not only at the meditation that you get into an absorption and trying to maintain there, and after coming out of it, you behave in a completely unacceptable way. So that isn't going to help. Instead, now the whole life is now turned towards the wholesome side. So you're being a Kalyana Putakjana now. So basically, you are into the good side. You are a good person now. So you believe in the Kamma. So you are putting yourself into the Kammasakata Samma Ditti, the right type of view with respect to the well-being of yourself about the others. Now such kind of a turning is necessary. And after telling so, now Buddha mentioned about the other further explanation. Now this is entirely based on the, you know, that Noble Eightfold Path is actually with 8 factors, but when we consider it comprehensively, we can say it is with 10 factors. So Buddha included that also here. Now the tenfold rightness and tenfold wrongness. Pare micchā ditthi bhavissanti mayametta sammā ditthi bhavissanti bhavissāmāti salleko karaniyo. So you understand what is sammā ditthi. So actually, I'm not going to take each and every part here. We already discussed these points separately. What is sammā ditthi, what is sammā saṅkappa, all that we already discussed. So just to explain, just to give an explanation, say for example, sammā ditthi. So you start some very basic kind of an understanding. Okay, what is kusala, what is akusala? what is wholesome, what is unwholesome, and what are the roots of wholesomeness and what are the roots of unwholesomeness. Okay, what is kusala? So that we already discussed. So abstaining from killing, abstaining from stealing, abstaining from sexual misconduct, and then abstaining from wrong speech, false speech, malicious speech, harsh speech, gossiping, and then abstaining from that covetousness and the ill will. So typically we consider these are the 10 wholesome activities, and roots of wholesome activities are the aloba, adosa, amoha, non-greed, non-hatred, non-delusion. So this you have a kind of an understanding. So as much as possible, now you are turning yourself into the wholesome side, minimizing the unwholesome side, and now you are putting into the right view. So you, as an understanding, you know what is exactly correct, what is exactly wrong. That as an understanding you are maintaining, so you are using some sort of an effort to abandon the wrong side and put yourself into the right side. So it's a kind of an action, kind of a practical involvement in your life. So this has to be practically practiced. It's not a mere knowledge. So throughout the life, this has to be practiced. There may be opportunities for you to kill an animal, steal, etc. On those occasions, rather than giving to the old wrong habit, now you are putting yourself at the correct side. It may be difficult at the beginning because the old habit may be so powerful, but slowly, slowly, you are correcting yourself. You are pulling yourself out of that old habit. Now, sammāditti, and then sammā saṅkappa, sammā vācā, sammā kammanta, sammā ājīva, sammā vāyāma, sammā sati, sammā samādhi. So these are the 8 path factors. So you know what they are. Now, say for example, sammā saṅkappa. Now, typically we may be used to think some sensuality-based thoughts, more into the cruel kind of thoughts, more into ill will. But now your saṅkappa, your different kinds of thoughts, turning into the other side. You are maintaining some loving-kindness thoughts, non-cruel kind of thoughts, renunciative thoughts, and then instead of musavada, pisunavacha, parusavacha, sampappalapa, as we already discussed, so you are turning into the sammavacha. That means you avoid from false speech, avoid from harsh speech, avoid from divisive speech, avoiding gossiping. Now these are all path factors. Now we are very much like practically living. It's not a mere knowledge now. Now practically you are aligning your life into that side. But you can see others are not in that. Others may be lying, others may be gossiping, others may think wrongly, but you are trying to put yourself into the correct side. And you are not simply following the typical mundane flow of the majority, but you are pulling yourself out of that flood. You are putting yourself into the correct side. Maybe difficult, because the world, the vast majority, is doing something wrong maybe. That's what you can see. But without discouraging yourself, you are putting yourself to the correct side. Pare micchā kammantā bhavissanti maya metta sammā kammantā bhavissāmāti salleko karaniyo. Pare micchā jīvā bhavissanti maya metta sammā jīvā bhavissāmāti salleko karaniyo. Others are involving with wrong livelihood. They may be earning a lot of money by getting involved with wrong livelihood. But you are pulling yourself from that side and you are putting yourself into the correct livelihood. So you are trying to understand what is correct livelihood and you are trying to align your occupation, your profession into that correct livelihood. So this has to be correctly practiced. And pare micchā vāyāma bhavissanti maya metta sammā vāyāma bhavissāmāti. So others may be doing a lot of activities and say they are also putting a lot of effort, but those efforts are into killing, into destroying, into stealing. So that also involves a fair amount of effort to do something wrong. But now your effort is entirely into something else. You are putting your effort into develop the wholesome qualities, strengthen the wholesome qualities, and to remove and abandon the unwholesome qualities. You are into the sammappadhana. Pare miccha sati bhavissanti, mayametta samma sati bhavissamati. Others may be using some wrong mindfulness. So they maintain certain mindfulness even while stealing. But now your mindfulness is into the correct side, and you are not using mindfulness to such kind of a wrong activity. Instead, you are putting mindfulness into the correct perspective. Pare miccha samadhi bhavissanti, mamitta samma samadhi bhavissamati. So samma samadhi. So basically, it is now aligned with other path factors, and not merely you are developing samadhi, you are paying some attention to the other faculties also. You are maintaining a balanced mind. Samadhi also given the proper perspective. So likewise, you are now having an overall idea about the situation, and these are different path factors. Now slowly you are developing as a group. And the last two, pare miccha jnani bhavissanti mayametta samma jnani bhavissamati salleko karaniyo. So others may be developing wrong knowledge, we shall be of right knowledge. Effacement should be practiced. Now right knowledge, so this is actually an interesting area where different kinds of knowledges are available in the world. Different subjects are available, and that is immense. You can't even count how many subjects are there, how many different areas of knowledges are there. So tremendous amount of knowledge is available, and others are so hard working on that to acquire that knowledge, to maintain a lot of that knowledge. And you can see how much they are spending their time, their effort to acquire that knowledge. But instead of following that same track, now you are putting yourself into another side. Okay, you are also developing some kind of a knowledge that may be about the Dhamma, that may be about your own self, that may be about your own defilements. So how to abandon defilements. And you are developing certain understanding, you are developing certain insights. And the beauty of this knowledge is, more you acquire that knowledge, more you thorough in that knowledge, so your mind has to be free. Rather than you grasping that knowledge, rather than you become stuck in that, your mind has to be free. So you can see the last point Buddha mentioned, pare miccha vimutti bhavissanti mayametta samma vimutti bhavissamati. So the outcome of the samma jnana, in a way, is the samma vimutti. That means whenever proper kind of wisdom is influencing one's mind, so rather than grasping things, that mind start abandoning things, letting go of things. So the samma jnana can't be a burden to one's mind. Samma jnana can't be a kind of a hindrance to one's mind, a grasping to one's mind. Rather, it releases one's mind. It reduces the stress. It has to reduce the burden. It has to reduce the ignorance. So therefore, these path factors are very much, very well arranged, so that as we are furthering our practice, mind has to be more and more free. And let's get into the other 24. So those are actually some impurities. So, for example, pare thina middha pariyutthita bhavissanti, mayametta vigata thina middha bhavissanti. So others, you can see they are tormented with trot and torpor, they are more lethargic, more lazy. But you develop yourself that I am with some energy, I am not a victim of trot and torpor. Similarly, Uddhata Bhavissanti, others are restless. You are minimizing the restless nature of the mind. So our minds can be easily become restless. So maybe a slight thing is enough for it to become restless, but you are calming down yourself, relaxing yourself, again establishing mindfulness. You minimize that restlessness, you reduce that restlessness. So this is practically, we have to work on it. So these are not mere statements. So all these different states may happen in ourselves every day. While we are engaged with various daily activities, we can become restless. Say for example, you are waiting in a queue, maybe at a bank or maybe at a bus stop. So you are waiting at a queue. So while this queue is slowly moving, and probably you can become somewhat anxious, somewhat become restless. But rather than promoting it, you are calming down, relaxing yourself, avoiding that restlessness. So we have to practically work on it. Similarly, pare vichikicchi bhavissanti, mayametta tina vichikicha bhavissamati. So others are with lot of doubts, others are with lot of perplexities. Maybe about themselves, maybe about the practice, maybe about the Buddha's teaching. But you are minimizing that vichikicca, you are minimizing that doubt, perplexity. So you are now fairly confident about it. And pare kodana bhavissanti, mayametta akkodana bhavissamati. So others are with anger, so but you are developing non-anger, loving kindness. Pare upanahi bhavissanti, mayametta anupanahi bhavissamati. Others are resentful, so you are not resentful. Pare makki bhavissanti, mayametta amakki bhavissamati. Others are with contemptuous, kind of insulting kind of a nature. They don't care about others' mentality, they even easily insult others, but you avoid it. You do not maintain such kind of a contemptuous behavior, so you become more considerate. Pare palasi bhavissanti, mayametta apalasi bhavissamati. Others are into insolent kind of a behavior, you are not maintaining such behavior. Instead, you are maintaining more sincere behavior. Pare issuki bhavissanti, mayametta anissuki bhavissamati. Others are into envious, jealous behavior, but you are not doing it. You are maintaining kind of a altruistic joy. You can even be happy with someone's progress. Pare machari bhavissanti, mayametta amachari bhavissanti. One is more maintaining kind of avaricious behavior, miserly behavior, but you are more generous. You can easily give something. Pare satha bhavissanti, mayametta asatha bhavissanti. Others may be fraudulent, dishonest, crafty, cunning, but you are trying to be more honest, more sincere, to the point, true behavior. Pare mayavi bhavissanti, mayametta amayavi. So others may be kind of deceitful, through their behavior, through their speech, even though they show something, it is not really there. So they are more into the deceitful kind of a behavior, but you are more relaxed and you show your true behavior. You don't need to hide anything. Pare taddha bhavissanti, mayametta attaddha bhavissanti. So others may be obstinate, so they are very kind of stern. But you are not maintaining that, so you are very soft. Pare atimani bhavissanti, mayametta anatimani bhavissanti. Others are into arrogant behavior, they are more highly conceited, but you are not arrogant. Pare papa mitta bhavissanti, mayametta kalyana mitta bhavissanti. Others are associating wrong, bad kind of people, friends, but you are limiting your association. You only associate the good friends. Pare pamatta bhavissanti, mayametta appamatta bhavissanti. Others are keep on procrastinating, sort of neglecting their necessary things, They are negligent in their activities, but you are so concerned, you are diligent in your activities. Pare asaddha bhavissanti mayametta saddha bhavissamati. Others are with faithless behavior. So they don't have faith, but you are developing faithful behavior. You are having faith Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Faith on Buddha Dhamma Sangha. Pare ahirika bhavissanti mayametta hirimana bhavissanti. Hirimana bhavissanti. So others are shameless. They don't have any shame. Moral shame is not with them. Similarly, moral dread is not with them. Pare anottapi bhavissanti mayametta ottapi bhavissanti. But you are developing this shamefulness, and you are developing kind of afraid of wrongdoings. Pare appasuta bhavissanti mayametta bahusuta bhavissamati. So others are not into learning about the teaching, but you learn about the teaching. You are developing that understanding. Pare kusita bhavissanti mayametta araddha virya bhavissanti. So others may be neglecting, so they are lazy, they don't have energy. But you are so diligent, you are maintaining energetic behavior. Pare mutta sati bhavissanti mayametta upattita sati bhavissanti. Others are unmindful and you are becoming mindful. Pare dupanya bhavissanti mayametta panya bhavis panya sampanna bhavissamati. Others are lack of wisdom, you are developing wisdom. Pare sanditti paramasi adana gahi duppati nissaggi bhavissanti mayametta asanditti paramasi anadanaggahi suppati nissaggi bhavissamati salleko karaniyo. Now if we consider this part, others will adhere to their own views, hold on to them tenaciously, and they can't relinquish them, and they are unable to relinquish those views. So they are so adhere to their views. But we shall not adhere to our own views or hold on to them tenaciously, but shall relinquish them easily. Now you can see kind of a mentality that one is maintaining. So one is a fairly maintaining a very relaxed mind. So as a result of the practice, so one's mind become more relaxed. So even though you are knowing a lot of information, you are practicing, that doesn't mean you become stubborn and you are tight, burdened, hard kind of a person, mentality. But mind become more relaxed, more easy, more joyful. So that kind of a thing. So easily you can abandon if in case you have any kind of a wrong behavior. Say someone coming and telling you, okay, you have to correct in this particular part. So your idea is wrong. So how easily are we able to abandon our wrong behavior? So are we still strongly thinking, okay, my understanding is the best understanding. My view is the best view. So this is my idea. So my idea is the best idea. So this is how we hold on to different views. And so strongly grasping them. But the last one indicates, so that last behavior indicates that others are having such kind of a bad behavior. So they can't easily abandon their wrong views. They are adhere to their wrong views. So they strongly hold it. But you, on the other hand, are a very relaxed person. So your mind is more comfortable. You are not into any kind of a tightness in your mind. Mind is more lighter. So this kind of a behavior. So overall, so basically in this section, what we call the self-effacement. So first Buddha talks about wrong activities and asking ourselves into the correct activities. So those are the akusalapata and kusalapata. So with respect to the kamma, more stronger things. So now you are into the correct side. And then slowly developing the Noble Eightfold Path, and ultimately it is the Tenfold Path. That also another area to be developed. And further, now you understand various defilements appearing in the mind. Now you are abandoning those defilements. You are not no more becoming a victim to those defilements. Now we can't do this immediately, so we need fair amount of satipatthana practice to do this, a fair amount of mindfulness, fair amount of concentration to do this. So that's why the whole satipatthana practice is actually a purification. Ekano ayam bhikkave maggo sattanam visuddhya. So this is a purification. So what this effacement means, that kind of a self-purification. So you are now understanding the defilements operating in your own mind. So through cittanupassana, through dhammanupassana, now your sole concern is to abandon these defilements. So it is good that through satipatthana practice you are able to recognize a fairly pure state of mind, a completely non-grasping, unattached, free, relaxed state of mind, maybe the outcome of the satipatthana practice. So you know that is the pure state of mind. And compared to that, there may be instances that the mind get defiled. So now you can easily remove those defilements because you have some practical experience about that pure mind, kind of a pure consciousness, unestablished consciousness, a fairly calm, relaxed, pure kind of a state. So you are using that as a reference to abandon various subtle defilements. So it's a kind of a purification process in this effacement section that Buddha highlights. So again and again, recognizing bad behavior and avoiding that bad behavior. Again and again, recognizing various defilements appearing in the mind and slowly, slowly abandoning those defilements. You are no more becoming a victim of those defilements. So it's a kind of a purification happening in the mind. So slowly, slowly, so mind will get purified. So we'll see further in the same sutta how Buddha further strengthened this whole process. And I stop here, and now I open the session for questions.
Thank you, Bhante. This is really good. I have a question. Myself, I don't see anybody who have raised their hand, so until somebody raises, I'll just ask that question. Now, this document, what you were sharing,
yeah,
has all this nicely organized and in that detail. Is that something accessible for us as well, or is this something you have created these notes?
Actually, I have taken from the Pali source and then put the Bhikkhu Bodhi's translation onto the other side, and slowly, slowly I am developing. Maybe I can share it with you either now or once it is completed, because I am changing it as I am progressing little by little in the sutta. And maybe sometimes if I need some further explanation, I am taking it from another sutta and compiling a new document. So likewise, it is evolving still, it's not yet completed.
Yes, so I understand. And so is it okay if when you share for us to sort of for reference, if we take screenshots?
Can
not to share.
Sure. Yes, okay. Yes, that's quite
all
right.
That is good, having that. I just wanted to ask that question. I really like how it has been organized. One thing I notice, these type of things, as a child goes through the elementary, the middle school, and so forth, I think it's one have to sort of focus and develop these tasks one at a time, or maybe just be vigilant on these, how your mind works, and
yeah,
try to sort of identify them as they arises, and then treat it when those type of these defilements sort of under, you know, when you recognize those defilements.
Yes.
If not, you know, like you will never be able to get to this destination that we are talking about, I guess.
Correct, correct.
Very good. I still don't see anybody have any questions. So are there any questions from your side, Bhante?
No questions from our side, actually. Someone is requesting me to share the document in the screen once again. So let me share that. So this is the beginning of it. So if you want to take screenshots, you can take it. But at the end of the whole sutta, I'll share the whole document so that it will be more comprehensive and more complete. And okay, since there are no more questions, then we'll wind up the session. And I,
thank you, Bhante.
Yeah.
Thanks for your time.
I invite So I invite Venerable Dhammosada to conduct the sharing of merits.
Asai Swami Nuhanse, teaching and listening to the Dhamma, the act of merit. For the merits accrued today, we'd like to extend them to our parents, our relatives, all deities. May they all rejoice in our merits. May all celestial beings protect the Dhamma exposition and the Buddha's dispensation for a long time. And may the seeds of Dhamma that we have received continue growing, producing path, fruition, and Nibbana. I invite all to join in the recitation of the traditional Pali verses for the sharing of merits. Etta vata chamhe hi sambhatam punya sampadam sambe deva anumodanto sambha sampatti siddhiya. Etta vata chamhe hi sambhatam punya sampadam sambe bhuta anumodanto sambha sampatti siddhiya. Etta vata chamhe hi sambhatam punya sampadam sabbe satta anumodantu sabba sampatti siddhiya. Akasattha ca bhummattha devanaga mahiddhika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakkantu sasanam. Akasattha ca bhummattha devanaga mahiddhika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakkantu desanam. Akasattha ca bhummattha devanaga mahiddhika punyang tang anumoditva chirang rakkantu mamparam. Idango nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyateyo. Idango nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyateyo. Idango nyati nang hotu sukita hontu nyateyo. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Imina punya kammena mame bala samagamo satang samagamo hotu yava nibbana pattiya. Sadhu, 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 sadhu.